Thank you, Jesus. 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 Oh God, we bless you on tonight, Lord. We bless you, we bless you, we bless you, God. We lift you up on tonight as we glorify your name, God. Oh God, as we come before you right now, God, we just want to be in your presence, God, to just simply praise and worship you, God, because you are deserving and worthy of it all, Lord God. Oh God, on tonight, we want to first and foremost, God, give you the highest praise, Lord God, because you, Father God, have done so much for us, Lord God. We want to make sure that we tell you, God, that we appreciate you, God, that we are grateful and thankful unto you, Lord God, because we know, Father God, if it had not been for you, Lord God, we would not be here on today, Father God. There would be no breath within our body, Lord God, and stability in our minds, Father God. We would not have the full function and activity of all our limbs, Lord God. There would be no us without you, Lord God, and we just want to bless your name on tonight, Lord. We bless you, we bless you, we bless you, God. Oh, Father God, you have done it all for us, Lord God, and it all began, Lord God, when you sent your only begotten Son to die on the cross for us, Lord God, and he shed his blood, Lord God. And for that, God, on tonight, we want to say thank you, Lord God. We thank you on tonight, Father God, for giving us your only Son, Lord God. We thank you on tonight, Lord God, that you gave his life for ours, God, that we may be able to be here and live today, Lord God, and be free, God. Oh, God, we want to say thank you on tonight, Father God, because you loved us so, Lord. You loved us so much, Lord God, and we want to say thank you, Lord God. Oh, God, when your Son Jesus died on the cross, Lord God, that he took it all away, Lord God, that we, Father God, would not have to walk in fear, shame, or embarrassment, Father God, that we would not have to be in a place of captivity, Father God, and that we, Lord God, would not have to struggle with our addictions, Lord. Oh, God, we want to say thank you on tonight, Father God, because you said, Lord God, who the Son sets free and free indeed, and we thank you, Lord God, that we are free indeed. You on tonight, Lord God, for helping us, Lord God, to be molded and shaped and formed and fashioned according to your word, Lord God, that we will walk in truth, Father God, and not in the spirit of error, Lord God. We want to say thank you on tonight, Lord God. Oh, Father God, we cannot tell you how grateful that we are unto you, Lord God. Lord God, we can never repay you for all that you have done, and we can't thank you enough, Lord God, and we sure enough can't tell you that we love you enough, Father God. Oh, God, we bless you on tonight. We bless you, we bless you, we bless you, God, and we lift you up and give you the glory on tonight, Lord. You are worthy, Lord. You are worthy. You're worthy. You're worthy. You're worthy, God. We just want to give you our best on tonight, God, because you gave us your best, Lord God. And because you gave us your best, Lord God, we can be our best. And we want to say thank you on tonight, God, because we don't have to stay in that place of familiar, God, but we can embrace the unfamiliar in you, God. And that means the new. And we want to say thank you for the new, Lord God. Oh, God, if it had not been for Jesus, God, we would not be able, Lord God, to have life and have more abundantly in the new, God. Oh, God, I want to tell you right now that we appreciate you so much, Lord God. We appreciate you so much, God, for what you have done for us, Lord God. Oh, God, we have never made it this far without you, Lord God. And in everything that we are is because of you, Father God. And everything, Lord God, we obtain of accomplished, Father God, is all because you allowed us to do so. And we want to bless your name on tonight, God. Oh, God, we lift you up tonight and give you all the salutations, God. And we just want to acknowledge you just for being who you are, Lord God. You are the King of Kings and you are the Lord of Lords. You are the great I am, the Heavenly Father. You're greatly to be praised, God. God, you are Alpha and the Omega. You are the beginning and the end, and you are the author of our lives, God, and we thank you, Father God, for the story that you have written for us, Lord God, in this story, making all things beautiful for us, Lord God. Oh, God, we want to say thank you, Lord God, because you know us, Lord God, inside and out, Lord God. You know the very hairs upon our head, Lord God. You even knew us before we were even born in the wombs of our mother's bellies, Lord God, and we want to bless you on tonight, Lord God, because you know us better than we know ourselves, Lord God, and you always know what's best for us, Lord God. You know our struggles and our mishaps, God. You know our flaws and our defects, Lord God. And that's why you gave us Jesus, Lord God. Because you knew that we needed a Savior. You knew we needed a Redeemer, Father God. You knew, Lord God, that these things were going to be a challenge for us, Father God. But even in the midst of the challenges, Lord God, and in the midst of the test, Lord God, we choose to keep pressing on, Lord God, and seek after you and your righteousness on today, God. Because we want to be right and getting right in your sight, God. We want to be in right standing with you, Lord God. And because we know we have the victory, God,
and you gave us freedom, Father God. We're going to continue to press forward, Father God, embrace our freedom and victory in you, Lord God, because we know, Lord God, you don't desire for us to stay in a place, Lord God, of being stuck, Father God. We know you don't desire us to be in a place, Lord God, in captivity of our minds, God. We know you don't desire for us to be in that place within our hearts, Lord God, of bondage, Lord God, of darkness and sadness, Lord God, and be in a place of loneliness on today, Father. So on today, Father God, we embrace the freedom that you have given us, Lord God. We want to embrace, Lord God, the sacrifice that you made for us, for the price that you paid for our lives to be free today, Lord God, and that we may live, Father God, and have salvation on today, God. Oh God, we want to thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord God, because if you had not loved us so, we would not be here on today, Lord God. So on tonight, Father God, we want to give you our gratitude for what you have done for us, Lord God, and how far you have brought us, Lord God, because we know, Lord God, everything that we have come through has all been because of you, God. It had nothing to do with us, Lord God. We didn't have the wisdom, the knowledge, or the understanding. We showed up and have the clarity, God, and we thank you, Father God, for your clarity. We thank you for your wisdom and your knowledge and the understanding today to know, Lord God, that it was all necessary. It's intention and purpose for your purpose, and it was all a part of your grand master plan. It was not for us to be set back or backtrack, God, but it was a setup, God, that your name may be glorified in our lives, God, that you, Lord God, will be able, Lord God, to get to glory as we speak of your wonderful works, as we testify about the goodness of God and how you came to save us, God, because we are just nobodies, Lord, but we are looking for somebody to tell about the goodness of God, how you heal, how you save, and how you can deliver us, Lord God, how they too can be free, God. Oh God, we want to say thank you, Lord God, for helping us to go in that place of knowing that assurance and confidence in you, Lord God, because we know that you loved us so, Lord God, and you did what you did for us, God, that we may live. And we want to say thank you, Lord God, because you did not have to do it, but you did. And we want to tell you that we appreciate you, Lord God, for thinking of us the way that you thought of us, Father God, for your brand new graces and mercy that you give us each and every day. We may be able to begin again and start over if by chance we need to, Lord God, because we know, Lord God, that none of us have obtained, God. We are all, Father God, needed to get it together, Father God. You said our righteousness is as filthy rags, God. So that means none of us, God, are without flaw or defect, Father God. But we are striving to get to that place that you guys, you perfect those things in us. And we want to say thank you, God, for perfecting those things in us, God, and showing us the error in our ways, God, and give us a heart of acceptance, oh God, to see these things, God. Oh God, continue to open up the hearts of your people, God, and open up their eyes, Lord God. Your word says, Lord God, that those that have ears to hear, let them hear, Father God. So let them hear, Lord God, what the Spirit is saying to the church, Lord God. Let them not reject it or deject it, Father God. Let them not, Father God, close their ears, Lord God, and close their eyes, Lord God, in a way, Father God, not to see or see or hear what you're saying to them, God, but that they may open their eyes to the truth, that they may be free, Father God, because we know, Lord God, you didn't give us Jesus, Lord God, for us not to be free, God. So on tonight, Lord God, touch your people, Lord God. Touch this nation, Father God. May your people, Father God, make a choice to choose, to turn from their evil and wicked ways, Father God, you may heal their man, God. Oh God, on tonight, let your people make a choice to choose, to move into the right direction, God. May them make a choice to choose, to have ears to hear, Father God. To hear, Lord God, and not listen to just respond, God, but get clarity and understanding, Father God, so that they can see, Lord God, what you're showing them about them, Lord God, because you always showing us, God. You always speaking to us, God, and you always trying to get us together so that we can see your face, God, that we may be able to reign in heaven with you, Lord God, that we may be able to hear good and well done by faithful serving, God. We, Lord God, want to hear child well done. We want to make it in, Lord God. So, Father God, continue to help us to get it together, Lord God. Continue, Lord God, to open up our hearts so we may see the truth as you reveal and expose these things, Lord God, and in it everything that is not of you, God. God, continue to be the potter, Lord God, and keep us on the potter wheel, God. Continue, Father God, to help us to be effective and not non-effective on today, God. Allowing these things to take effect in our lives, causing us to be in that place you don't want us to be, God. God, we're asking for your help on today to move forward on today, God. Not allow that thing to be a ball and chain on our ankle, God. Not allow that thing to encage us and ensnare us and entrap us on today, Father God, because you gave us some power, Lord God. And you said, Lord God, that we are mighty to the pulling down of strongholds, God. So God, help your people stay to pull down those strongholds, God. Help them not be afraid or ashamed to call these things out, God, that have them in that place on today, God, and close the mouth of the enemy, God, because he ain't got no rights, no power, and no authority, God. Oh God, help your people to shame the enemy and let him know that we are not ashamed, because you brought us to it and through it, that we are not ashamed, because you're showing us these things that caused us to be defective. But we know, Lord God, that you are the one that can heal, to save, and deliver us, God, and help us to recover from those addictions, God. So on today, Father God, we are rejecting the familiar and accepting the unfamiliar, to go in that place of new in you, God, in the new territory, God, in the new region that you're taking us to, God, that we may be able to come up a little, Father God. Oh God, on today, continue, Lord God, to help your people to reject the old and accept the new on today, God. Expose these things that they may not even recognize are so familiar, because they are so practiced so much, it has become a part of their character, Lord God. But you are the one, Lord God, that put the ingredients on the side of us, God. You know exactly, Lord God, how you have formed and fashioned us and mixed us together, Father God, and what does not belong, Father God. So whatever does not belong, God, we ask that you would take it away on tonight, Lord God. And so there's nothing left but you, God. Leave no particles and no residue, Lord God. Oh God, expose and take it out the treasure boxes on tonight, God. Let's not harbor these things down or suppress them on today, Father God. Because we know, Lord God, the more that we suppress them and leave them hidden in, the more that they will cause, Father God, defects in us, Lord God. And we don't want to be defective, Father God. We want to continue to be able to be useful in the building of your kingdom, God. So God, help us on tonight. We all need you in some form, shape, or fashion. And we know that you are the only way and you're the only answer. Your word lets us know, Father God, there is only one way to go, and that's through Jesus. If we go any other way, Father God, we're a robber and a thief, God. Taking no shortcuts, Lord God, and no back doors, God, but taking a straight and narrow path, Father God. So God, help your people on today, Lord God, to be encouraged, Lord God. Help them to be brave, Father God, and face their Goliaths, Lord God. Because we know, Lord God, that you'll give them the strength that they need, Lord God, and the tools that they need, Lord God, to take down that giant, Father God. We know, Lord God, that you are our strength, Lord God, and there's nothing that we cannot do, Lord God, because your word lets us know that all things are possible with you, Lord God, that we can do all things with Christ who strengthens us, God. So God, give your people that strength that they need, that push that they need, Lord God. Let them not be in a place, Father God, of rejecting your help, Lord God, because you said you are a very present help in time of need, Lord God. And you are needed, Father God. Not just wanted, God, but needed, God, because we cannot do it without you, Lord God. So, God, as you have your arms open wide and your hand outstretched, Lord God, let your children take hold of your hand and grasp it, because we don't know the way, but we know that you do, Father God. And we know that we don't even have to fear, Lord God, because you have gone before us already, Lord God. And you know what lies within our path, Father God. So we don't even have to worry about what lies ahead of us, God. But just simply, God, continue to put our trust in you, God. Without no doubts, Lord God. Without no fears, God. But just simply trusting you, God. Because we know, God, if you bring us to it, you'll bring us through, God. And you won't give us more than we can handle, Lord God. So, God, continue to help your people, Lord God, to bear their cross and endure. Continue, Father God, to be good soldiers and stay on the battlefield and fight this good fight, God. Because the battle is already won, God. It was a fixed fight anyway, God. You just need your people to continue to stand and endure, that you may continue to build us up, Lord God, the way that you need to build us up and strengthen us, but we need to be strengthened up on today, God. Touch your people on today, God. Let them not allow the enemy to win, Father God, because it's not for him to win. Oh God, touch your people on tonight, Father God. And help them make a choice in choosing to change, because we know, God, that change will bring change. And it starts within, God, so touch the hearts on tonight, Lord God. Open them up, Lord God. Give us a heart of flesh on tonight, God, that we can accept and receive, God, and embrace, so that we can be free on today, Father God. God, help your people to accept on tonight, Father God. And choose, Lord God, to put some action behind the acceptance on tonight, God. Oh God, I ask that your people continue to walk by faith and not by sight, God. Let's continue, Father God, to not worry about those things that we see or we hear, Father God, because that's not really what they pertain to be, God. Let us not lose hope on today, Father God. But let's continue, Lord God, to keep our faith, Lord God, and keep our hope in you, Lord God. Because we know, Lord God, there's nothing that you cannot do, God. So, Lord God, let your people not give up even on their own selves, God, because you're not giving up on them, Lord God. You're not that kind of God. That's why you say you continue, Lord God, to keep your hands stretched open wide, God. Your word says the shepherd, Lord God, even goes after that one. Leave the 99 for that one. So let your people not even give up on them own selves, thinking, believing they can't get it right on their own, because they cannot. Them accept that they cannot get it right on their own. They gotta allow you to help them, Lord God. So God, help on tonight, Father God. And pull your people out of that place on today, that may be able to be free. and have joy and have some peace within their hearts and in their minds, Lord God. Oh God, I ask on tonight, Lord God, continue to father us, Lord God. Wrap your arms around us, God. Continue, Lord God, to nurture and care for us, God. And in that nurturing and caring, Father God, let your people know, God, that comes with chastising and correction. And that you chastise and correct those that you love. And we want to thank you for it, Lord God, because if you didn't, God, we would continue to be in that place of error, doing it our way, God, thinking and believing that we got it right, and we don't, God. So, God, help your people to see the truth on today, Father God. Remove the scales off the eyes and uncork the ears on tonight, Lord God, that your people can see clearly, Lord God, and they will not have distorted vision or distorted things going on in their thoughts and their minds, God. God, continue, Father God, to help your people, Lord God, to take their thoughts captive and commit their ways and works unto you on today, Father God, that you can give them that settling in their minds that they need on today, God. Let their ears hear you speak clearly on tonight, Lord God. Each and every one of us, Father God, because we want to continue all, God, to hear your voice, Father God. So, God, as you speak, let the ears hear, not just on our heads, but in our hearts, Lord God. And we want to say thank you for speaking to us, Lord God, because you know how to speak to each and every one of us, Lord God. And we want to say thank you for the communication, Lord God. It is most precious to us, Lord God, and we cherish it on tonight. Oh, God, we want to thank you, Lord. God, on tonight, continue to touch your people across this nation, Father God. May they continue to put their trust in you, God, knowing that you are the provider, that you are on the way maker, Father God. Let them not be stirred up and robbed by the things that's going on in this life, Father God, because your word lets us know, Father God, that you care for us, Lord God, and that you will take care of us, Lord God. God, on tonight, every person that we call out by name in prayer, continue to see it, Father God. Every prayer on the altar, God, every prayer on the prayer wall, Lord God. Continue, Father God, to hear the heart's cry of your people, God, as we lift them up to you on tonight, God. God, I'm asking on tonight that you continue, Lord God, to even touch the widows on tonight, Father God. You said, Lord God, that you'll be a mother to the mothers and a father to the fathers, God. You will be a husband, Father God, to the wife, and a wife to the husband, God. So touch them on tonight, God, and let them not be in that place of sadness and grief on tonight, God. Even the families, Lord God, who have lost a loved one, God, or have a loved one in transition, God, comfort them on tonight, Father God, because we know, God, that you have the greatest comfort that there could be, God, because you give a peace that surpasses all understanding, God. So, God, see about your people on tonight, God. You know who they are and where they are, God. You know exactly what they need, Lord God, before we even ask of God. You already know what's needed, God. So we uplift your people up to you on tonight, God. And we're asking that you continue to see about them on tonight, God. Because we know, God, that you are able. We know there's no problem that's too hard for you, God. Your word reminds us, God, that our problems are less than them. They're just a drop in the bucket. They don't even exist, God. So on this morning, Father God, on this night, Lord God, we come before you, Lord God, and we're asking you to see about your people, Father God, as we stand in the gap on tonight, God. Let us all continue to cast our cares upon you, God, because you care for us, God, no matter what's pertaining to or concerning, God. May we continue, Lord God, to release these things to you, God, and surrender all, Father God. That may continue, Father God, to be able to receive your peace, Lord God. And we want to say thank you, Father God, for the peace, Lord God. Even in the midst of the waiting, Lord God, you said for us to be still, God, and know that you are God. So, God, continue to give us that peace that we need while we are in that waiting time for you, God. And whatever it is that your people may be waiting for, Lord God, let us continue to hold on to your word, God, because your word is true. It does not return void, Father God. It goes out and perform exactly when you have designed for it to perform, Father God, in your perfect timing. And we thank you for your perfect timing, God. Oh, God, we give you the glory and praise and all the honor on tonight. We tell you how much we love you and appreciate you so, so much, God. And we thank you, God. We thank you on tonight, Father God, for everything that you have done, God. Everything that you're doing now, Lord, and everything that you're about to do, Father God, for everyone in our lives, Lord God. Oh, God, we thank you on tonight. God, we even ask on tonight you even continue to touch our enemies on tonight, God. Touch their hearts and touch their minds, Lord God. May they, Lord God, have a heart of love, Father God. As you continue, Lord God, to teach us, Lord God, how to love our enemies, God, that we may be at peace with one another on today, Lord God. And we want to say thank you for your love, Father God, your unconditional love that you have for us, God, as you continue, Lord God, to let that love be perfected in us. Oh, God, we thank you for it on tonight, God. God, as we proceed forward on tonight, be in our midst, be seen our prayers, Lord God. You said, well, two or three gathered, you'll be there. And you are welcome here, Lord God. We invite you in, Lord God, to this atmosphere, Lord God, to continue, Lord God, to shower down upon us and meet us right here where we are in this sanctuary, Lord. And we want to say thank you. We thank you for the word that you have prepared for us on tonight, God, that our hearts be open to receive it, Father God, that it may bring a change in us, God, and help us to make a choice to choose, Lord God, and simply consider. And we just thank you, Lord God. You always know exactly what we need and when we need. You are an on-time God, and we bless your name, God. Oh, God, we give you the glory, the praise, and the honor. And we pronounce these things, Lord, in your son Jesus' name. Amen.